6 years after its inauguration, the China-ASEAN Free Trade Area generates hundreds of billions of U.S. dollars in trade volume every year. But Xu Linping with the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences is warning the overheated dispute in the South China Sea may cause losses to the common interests of the two sides and slow down the development of ASEAN's integration process.
The arbitration case has undermined the efforts to implement some cooperation projects between China and ASEAN. Bordering each other, the two sides have signed agreements to form a free trade zone and enhanced investment, but all of them have been affected by the arbitration case more or less. This is not good for ASEAN that is trying to complete the construction of a community largely based on interconnection.
He says interconnection between ASEAN countries heavily relies on improved infrastructure, and China can lend a big hand given its experience in the area and good financial condition. Chinese authorities have repeatedly noted that the maritime disputes in the South China Sea only involve certain ASEAN nations, and it is not an issue between China and ASEAN as a whole.Professor Xu suggests though the situation in the region has been complicated, especially after a third-party country started to intervene, but he says both China and ASEAN should continue to focus on cooperation.
It is not a fair arbitration, but in the eyes of some ASEAN countries, China's refusal to accept the ruling is the proof that it bullies a small country with its might. This impression will do harm to the China-ASEAN relationship, mutual trust, and economic cooperation as well. However, both sides should keep this in mind, that cooperation benefits both sides the most.
The professor warns that the Philippines' initiated arbitration will do no good to the regional order and regional security, but will help the United States to intervene in the South China Sea and hijack the regional bloc over the issue.
The United States is trying to make ASEAN a chess piece in its strategy to rebalance Asia-Pacific. It is not in line with the interests of the ASEAN that is pursuing development. Everyone knows China has not and will never invade them. But under U.S. pressure, some of them have to take sides in the maritime dispute. It hampers the bloc's integration.
China is ASEAN's largest trade partner, while ASEAN ranks as China's third largest trade partner. Bilateral trade between the two exceeded $470 billion last year. China aims to elevate bilateral trade with ASEAN to $1 trillion by 2020 and invest over $100 billion in ASEAN between 2013 and 2020.During his speech to the Indonesian Parliament in October 2013, Chinese President Xi Jinping called for efforts to build a community of common destiny between China and ASEAN. For CRI, this is Liu Mohan.